Design of glass, ceramic and iron objects. Lamps, balusters and mosaic tiles for the Palau de la Música Catalana. One of Domènech i Montaner's greatest achievements was the Palau de la Música Catalana, the home of the Orfeó Català, Catalan Choral Society, built between 1905 and 1908. The building is one of the best examples of the integration of art that was so typical of modernist architecture in general and of Domènech i Montaner's work in particular. Glass, ceramics and iron are some of the main ornamental materials that make it so outstanding that it was recognized as a World Heritage Site by UNESCO on the 4th of December 1997. One of the most notable features are the balusters, with their pressed and tempered amber-coloured glass, core of wrought iron, and base and crown of white-moulded and glazed ceramic, which appear on several staircases and balconies, both inside and outside. Many of these elements were produced in various workshops and factories in Barcelona, but most of the glass came from Barcelona firm Juncosa i Tarrida, which also made the wall lamps in blown and etched glass that were found in the concert hall. However, probably one of the most distinctive features of the Palau, almost an icon, was the ceramic mosaic rose, designed to give shape to a garland of lights on the balconies of the first and second floors of the concert hall, an ensemble that has now disappeared. The ceramic rose was reinforced with mortar and placed inside an iron structure that gave it shape. The finish on the mosaic pieces is slightly rough, one of the stylistic features characteristic of Catalan modernisme, as the scholar Marta Saliné pointed out. The mosaic came from the workshop of Mario Maragliano Navoni, a Genoese mosaicist living in Carrer de la Diputació in Barcelona, who was also responsible for creating the gowns for the beautiful figures of the muses that stand in the concert hall. All these decorative elements date from around 1907 and are a good example of the arts applied to modernista architecture, providing colour, texture and volume.